This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I wanted to ask you what you would say to people who are so concerned about Bannon and the alt-right influence. I mean, what's your message to them?
Actually, I was going to ask you, and we can have the conversation between us about the different roles. Putting Reince Priebus as chief of staff sends, a reassuring message to Washington. And this position, counselor to the president or advisor to the president, seems to be a new one. And it's just like Barack Obama wanted to have Valerie Jarrett next to him, and just like George W. Bush wanted to have Karen Hughes next to him. The person that wins obviously wants the person that was closest to them through the campaign with him. I think it's up to Donald Trump and Steve Bannon to reassure people in the coming days. It's one of the great ironies, John, and you know, there are always these great ironies in politics. You know, Donald Trump, we heard throughout the campaign that this is a guy that was going to shower nuclear weapons down from above if given the opportunity. Actually, the biggest problem Republicans are going to have with him is he is going to be an isolationist and do just the opposite. With Steve Bannon, the great irony is from everybody that I've talked to inside the campaign, and I know the campaign pretty well and certainly have over the past month, Bannon is actually the one who has preached restraint to Trump over and over and over again over the past month. Stay on message, talk policy, don't follow the media down rabbit trails. It's another great irony that the one guy that could keep him focused and in the center during the campaign now has to explain to others that he's not going to be this volatile presence in the campaign. I think, you know, as my first managing partner of the first law firm I worked in always said, I said, I want to do this, I want to do that. He always like, the proof's in the pudding. Proof's going to be in the pudding. We know what's happened in the past. What's going to happen moving forward? What's going to happen with Steve Bannon? What's going to happen with Donald Trump? I do know this, again, from people that are talking through all of these different names that Steve Bannon is actually one that I've heard thinks it's important to have diverse names, diverse voices. But again, the proof's in the pudding. We'll see.
I think they got to listen to their own words here. I mean, look at Donald Trump's track record, how successful he has been. You know, some people have misaligned, they've misaudited and misunderstood greatly who Donald Trump is. He's a successful businessman. One thing about successful businessmen, or anybody for that matter, you want to look at somebody, what they're going to do, look what they've done. You know, he has a track record. This is his worldview. This is the way he rolls. And he's about a bottom line guy. It's, you know, everybody's had, you know, people speak in their lives about these sort of things, about the proof in the pudding. I used to have my mentor when I was in Los Angeles. He used to say to me all the time, Bill, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. You know, he acknowledged certain aspects of my character, but he said, look, at the end of the day, the charm can only carry you so far. It, you know, it's kind of like with Barack Obama, this president, our president now for a couple of more months here, is that long on charm, you know, short on execution and productivity, I guess some will say. But Donald Trump, you know, all these people can come up with all these different conjectures and what-if possibilities. Reince Priebus, that was an excellent choice. Bannon there, he's very experienced. He brings a lot to the table. And, you know, as we're starting to see, as he fills in these needed people on his administration, his team, which is a daunting job. And you got to do this in 70 days. This is incredible. So right out
the gate, you talk about the proof in the pudding. This is making a humongous statement for a president, a would-be president with no experience in politics. But he's surrounding himself around some great people, which is what Ronald Reagan did, remember?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It might be some good musical wisdom here for those that are a bit amped up about what's going on, is that maybe you got to stop for just a moment. Take a breath. Think about what we're doing here and how we need to come together. I think after everything is said and done, you know, you talk about proof in the pudding here, is that we want a United States of America. We have been absolutely addled by all this, bifurcation, these, gender codes and all this stuff that's going on to confuse the issue. And along the way, we've lost what it's like to be united. I don't know what people were thinking in terms of, a president. I mean, we're voting a president into this country and to lead this country who is one of us. I mean, we're all human. Last time I checked, I don't think anybody's perfect here, okay, with all our foibles and all our human idiosyncrasies. There's so much to argue about, but, this is, I guess, the good and bad of our First Amendment right and the right to free speech. You can do this. But at some point, I think you got to stop and just say, are we being constructive here? Is this adding or taking away? Is this adding to the premise that we are a United States and together we're better? Or does it take away from that concept for the sake of, just causing problems? And, of course, when you stir up the pot here, you open the gate to all kinds of ingredients that mix into the recipe. You know, you get professional agitators, you get people who clearly do not see America as good. They perceive America as being evil. I understand. And I give that, I give it place in as much as that I'm not trying to stick my head in the sand and ignore that possibility. We've seen this happen time and time again. We have people it's no longer an existential threat here in this country. We have an intrinsic threat. It is here domestically. I mean, all you got to do is consider that the FBI has they have thousands of investigations now across this country in every state of the union just regarding ISIS alone. Not talking about anything. We're not talking about Chicago. We're not talking about shootings. We're not talking about the evil that is running rampant in this country. It goes along. Okay. It's all part of the battle. This is why you have to continue to remain vigilant. If you see something, then say something, as they say. The conversation regarding Donald Trump's presidency and particularly his economic plan continues. And our next guest is back with us, Alexander Markovsky. He is a Russian emigre who holds degrees in economics and political science. And he states that despite the substantive ideas, Trump and his advisors suffer from conservatism. And I'm going to let him break that down for you here right now. Alexander Markovsky, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Well, good to have you back. I mean, particularly the fact that you were, you know, you're raised in Russia. You experienced, you know, I guess the yin and yang of it. I mean, you know, you're Russian now here in the United States. You've been able to firsthand experience, like, you know, some who in America, Alexander, as you see and probably, you know, wonder, go, what are these kids thinking? But because they've been indoctrinated, I say, in the classrooms of America, even, that they think socialism is the answer and not the free market system. What do you say?
Well, I see it as more ideological than most Americans see it.
Mm-hmm.
I see the country is facing what I call irreconcilable ideological demarcation. That's mm-hmm. what I'm talking about in my book that I recently published.
Yes.
That liberal Bolshevism,
yeah.
America did not defeat communism, she adopted it.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, that headline is going to grab people's eyes and jerk their neck a little bit, especially those that are ideologically opposed to anything that reeks of communism. But the fact of the matter is there are certain things that we have brought into the system. And I agree with your premise here.
Well, what happened during the last few decades, the Democratic Party has gone ideological evolution, I would say devolution,
mm-hmm.
and converted itself into Social Democratic Party.
Yes.
Which trying to build socialism in this country. So that's where we have this ideological demarcation, you see.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the Democratic Party nowadays, and look at Hillary Clinton, you know, she's been mm-hmm. acting like Trotsky, Leon Trotsky of the United States, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So advocating wealth redistribution, high taxation on corporation, and economic equality.
Mm-hmm. And why not, Alexander? I mean, look what happened. In two cycles, Barack Obama, who promoted these ideals, took off. I mean, he won two elections. Their delusion was that, hey, this is working. We're moving along. America's ready for the next move. And I got to tell you, many Americans, Alexander, believe that we were at that tipping point to where if Hillary got elected, the free America that we grew up with was all but gone.
Yes, I agree with that, with this opinion, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the last chance for us to reclaim capitalism. And ironically, what's really ironic here, that when Donald Trump ran, you know, he'd been accused of not being conservative, but in reality, he's bringing back the conservatism that that Republican Party has lost with the introduction of compassionate conservatism.
Yes.
So he's bringing it back.
Mm. Kind of ironic when you say he's bringing it back, when many conservatives within the Republican Party said there's no way he can be the messenger because he's not conservative like us. But this is a man who has experienced life, you know, much like you, who have experienced the antithesis of it, and you've determined through experience that there is a better way.
Well, as if you remember, you know, during the 2012 campaign, the gold standard of ideological purity, the National Review denounced Newt Gingrich, an mm-hmm. effective candidate with a flawless conservative record, like being not and choose the Mitt Romney, mm-hmm. who was not as conservative as Newt Gingrich.
Right,
and they lost the election. Now they accused of Trump not being truly conservative. So you figure that. Go figure that.
Yes, exactly. Well, and this has been, I guess, representative of this election cycle. And that is, you know, there's so much misunderstood, especially when it came to Donald Trump. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Trump's economic plan specifically. You want to get involved in the conversation? If you have a question for Alexander, by all means, you can tweet me at B Martinez Live. Okay, this is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. We come at you live every day, Monday through Friday, for 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com for more information. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more from Alexander Markovsky right after this.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To you.
Bill Martinez live.
You gave your love, you gave your life, you gave your everything, and I wanna give it all back to you.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online, just one of the many options.
options to get involved in the conversation here. Thank you for joining in. This is Bill Martinez as we continue to fight the good fight to get this country back on track. Hey, look, we've got through phase one in terms of electing Donald Trump. The next phase is making sure that we hold him accountable and all the promises that were made, they stay focused. And not to mention the fact that more than anything, I got to say this to you, and that is that we pray. We have to pray. And there was no doubt that many evangelicals and Catholics that came out in record number for this election were praying and looking to God for wisdom and for guidance on this election. And now it is, America has an opportunity to open up a new era. And we would pray that God's wisdom would infill and surround this new administration and that the people would truly rejoice. I think this is a golden opportunity for America. I've said this repeatedly since Donald Trump's election, that he will unleash the productivity, this pent-up productivity that's been lying latent and frustrated. We'll get these regulations out of the way. America, once again, will dream big dreams, and we will do some awesome things. Now, there are some people that, are against that. That is really obvious. That has been the case here. But this is our opportunity. This is a government of, for, and by we the people, which commands we the people to get involved, okay? We can't allow the elites, the ruling class of this country to take over. Otherwise, whether it's Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, you know, what we've been experiencing in the recent decades will continue. And once again, we will be back in that pot of boiling water, ladies and gentlemen. Alexander Markovsky is with us. We continue in our conversation. Markovsky is a Russian emigre born and educated in the Soviet Union. He holds a degree in economics and political science. Alexander, just as a quick summary here, Donald Trump's economic plan, can it work for America?
Well, I think that despite some good ideas, like reducing taxes, lessening regulatory burdens, increasing energy production, and so on and so on, I don't think it is sufficient to get us out of $20 trillion debt. And I'm not sure that would be sufficient to reignite economy to the extent that he wants it to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that I think that Donald Trump and his economic advisors are missing significant developments in capitalist system that have taken place over the last 20 and 30 years.
What are they missing?
What distinguishes this period from others is that until recently, only government could handle projects on a scale of Hoover Dam and interstate highway system.
Mm.
At the present, however, large corporation investment funds have accumulated enormous amounts of money and have sufficient resources to build projects on any scale. And it creates some interesting dynamics. You know, there is no longer an imperative for the government, federal, local, or otherwise, to finance, own, and maintain the country infrastructure when private capital is available. After all, we are a capitalist system.
Right.
So privatization of infrastructure would bring a pretty good capital to at least reduce our debt and attract private capital for rebuilding the infrastructure. So there's no need for government anymore, you know, to finance it, to operate it, to own it, and, there is no need for the bureaucracy to do it when private enterprise can do it.
Mm-hmm.
That will attract enormous amount of capital from all over the world.
Right.
So the government do not need to borrow money and finance it. We already have borrowed enough.
Yes.
So that's...
Yeah, you bring up a good point. A good point here, Alexander. I don't mean to cut you off, but you bring up a good point. That certainly that is one of the options that are available. Of course, what they've been talking about repeatedly is about $2 to $3 trillion that is sitting offshore that belong to American companies.
And they're saying, how do we repatriate that money by a reduced tax structure, anyway, 6 to 10%? Would these businesses be willing to bring that money back to the country and we could use that windfall, so to speak, you know, toward infrastructure? But, you know, I would say maybe some combination of what you're offering and what is there as well.
No need to invent anything. Governments just have to open a new frontier mm-hmm. for capitalism, like they've done with interstate highways.
Right.
Just let private enterprise to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it takes.
Yes.
And there is not a shortage of liquidity right now in this country. There's plenty of liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
So the money is not an issue.
Right.
So I spend, you know, half of my book, you know, I described how to do it, what the pitfalls are, and how to stimulate that sector of economy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there is a big issue here, whether government will ever agree, local or federal or otherwise, to privatize it, because they kind of monopolize the sector of the economy, and now we're paying enormous money for tolls. They borrow money, they pay it off, and continue to charge us tolls
mm-hmm.
For highway bridges and et cetera. And that's an enormous amount of money there.
Yes. But and it wouldn't be so bad if that was if that money that they continue to charge us for went to upkeep, right?
You're right. It's exactly right, you know, and they do not maintain it. So they're not spending any money on maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
So, while private enterprise will really take care of. And well, that's what I've been writing in my book, you know, and I don't know whether you mentioned it, it's liberal Bolshevism.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, America did not, that's exactly right, America did not defeat communism, she adopted it, you know.
Right.
Now we have government, you know, taking care of so many things that they should not take care of.
Exactly. You know, I agree with you, and the premise of your book is point well taken. This is why we're having you back, is because I believe that we need to understand what is happening, you know, because I think, you know, the core of Americans that voted for Donald Trump believe in the old America, and they don't realize this paradigm shift that has occurred in Washington, D.C., particularly with the Democratic Party, and how they've sold out. I mean, we've reported on this show at least there's at least 70, and it could be upwards of 100 Democrats who are card-carrying Democratic socialists. They pick no bones about it. And people, you know, in middle America and most reasonable Americans say, how can that be when they take an oath of office to protect and defend our U.S. Constitution? Well, that's just what happens when, you know, people do not hold to their integrity. They do not take their oaths earnestly, as we've continued to see, particularly in government, because somehow they're given some sort of allowance because they perceive themselves as being so invaluable to the people that it's okay for them to lie.
Well, first, where I disagree with you is we call it Democratic Party, but it's not Democratic Party, it is Social Democratic Party.
Yes, okay.
So, and a socialist believes that whatever they do is bigger than life, and all means just mm-hmm. anything justifies the means.
Well,
so
the,
you know, you see that they lie, they break the law, they do whatever they believe they need to do
right.
to impose socialism on this country, and they've been very successful in it.
Yes, exactly. Well, and to your point, I mean, I agree with you in terms of infrastructure. You talk about shovel-ready jobs. The president kind of laughed, if you remember, when yeah. they were talking about shovel-ready jobs. Well, they weren't so shovel-ready, laughed about it. Well, you know, that's ridiculous. And the media didn't say anything. They just kind of went along with the joke. Well, the joke was on the American people. And guess what? The American people voted a joke right back on their heads and their way of thinking. Now, it's up to Trump to respond to these shovel-ready jobs that you point out here that are available in rebuilding the infrastructure, what we could do by way of the energy sector. I mean, there is what we call low-lying fruit readily available to get America back on track again, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Right.
You really put it really well. It's low-hanging fruit.
Exactly. Alexander Markovsky, his book, Liberal Bolshevism, America Did Not Defeat Communism. She adopted it. It's available at all the usual places and linked at our website.
If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
If you love me, come on, get involved. Feel it rushing through you from your head to toe. Oh, oh.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, don't forget to like us on Facebook at Martinez Live and follow us on Twitter at bmartinezlive.com and get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. We're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, former Lieutenant Colonel and Green Beret, CEO of Mission America, author of the best-selling novel Game Changers. He's got a new book out we're going to talk about. Scott spent 23 years in the Army Special Forces career, involved in foreign internal defense, counterinsurgency, and stability missions, served in the Special Operations for over 18 years, been a Green Beret for over 15 years in combat deployments in Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Panama, Iraq, and Afghanistan. And you know and appreciate and understand why Scott and myself, yours truly, have such a heart for veterans. And here it is this past week, Scott. We celebrated Veterans Day, a great day to remember so much about the men and women that sacrificed so much and the families along with them that in so many cases have paid the ultimate price for the freedoms we enjoy today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Bill. It's really good to be with you, old buddy. And I know you had said that we would get back together and have this conversation. It seems like we're always talking about ISIS.
Yes.
You know, and that's the way it is, the way of the world. But you're right. I mean, Veterans Day is that one day, it seems like, when all of America is willing to maybe stop talking about all the threats and just focus on our warriors and their families. I will say I was a little disappointed this time around just in terms of America's attention span on it. And, you know, it was post-election just a couple of days. And I think this one kind of slipped under the radar a little more than I would have liked in terms of a national conversation about veteran issues.
And part of the issue here, Scott, is that, you know, when you consider the veterans, you know, only 21 million vets, is it any wonder? I mean, it's a diminishing number of those that have experienced the military. And this is why there is place given to athletes to disrespect the flag, you know, things that are America. Look, and I understand, you know, and respect that we have freedom of speech. All that's fine and well. But, you know, for goodness sakes, I mean, come on. You know, let's do something. Even with the outburst right now that, you know, people want to protest and all the legal protests, it's fine. You know, have your day. Give your expression. But, you know, after that, what are you doing? Are you adding or taking away from the proposition that gets this country back on track?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for our warriors, and, you know, we have 200,000 of them coming, you know, even though it's a small percentage of those who serve. Let's not forget, this is the longest war in American history, Bill, 15 years. That's three times longer than World War II. And, you know, a very small handful of men and women have fought this war, and their families have endured it. And now they're coming home, 200,000 a year. Many of them, you know, with different challenges on, you know, coming out of that caustic combat arena into, you know, a society, like you said, is kind of distracted, values the individual above the team, and, you know, it's just a different planet. And so what I'm encouraging warriors to do is to treat this coming home as another mission, Mission America. And that's where the name of the book came from.
Well, exactly. And this is why you were motivated to write this book, Coming Home, is in preparing vets coming home after giving it all and not getting frustrated, because this was something, part of the narrative, that was missing greatly after Vietnam, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think this downward trend in terms of how we bring our warriors home started after World War II, and, you know, after Vietnam. After World War II, we were doing it right. Mm-hmm. But with Vietnam, we started to lose that. And so, you know, I will tell you, with my transition 4 years ago, Bill, I had a plan. 23 years in the Army, retiring, multiple combat tours, couldn't wait to live on the river and have time with my wife and boys and write my book. But you know what? Right. Within days of transitioning, the snakes in my head, as I call them in my book, they started to squirm. And I went through my own transition challenges that were pretty dark. And so I decided to write this book for veterans of all ages, their family members, and the civilians who are essential to bringing us home. It's the only book out there that addresses civilians and veterans on this thing called transition.
Well, I know, you know, in some cases, you know, airlines, you know, come in and they say, hey, look at, you know, if you're a vet, you're we're giving you preference to board early and all that. But even still, you know, it's, you know, there's other things that need to happen. And even for those civilians who maybe they might pause for a moment, they might see a vet who's wearing an identifying hat for their branch of service and that, and they may take a moment and say, hey, thanks. Some may even offer to pick up the tab at a dinette and that, which is all, you know, that's all appreciated, all these things that go on. And it's not, you know, for the most part, Scott, it's not that vets want to be, you know, I mean, they appreciate the honor, and they're happy to do it. They couldn't help, you know, in many cases, it's who we are. It's what we do. So we're appreciative of that. And all that to say is that I don't think they're necessarily looking for extraordinary honor, just maybe respect, I guess.
Yeah, no, you're right, man. And, you know, there's a couple of parts to that statement that you made that I want to make sure that we kind of address independently, because they're very important. The first one is, you know, we have come a long way from Vietnam in the sense that there's a chapter in my book called From Dog Crap to Yellow Ribbon. And, you know, it does address what my Uncle Jerry and other Vietnam veterans went through, where they were treated horrifically when they came home. They were not, you know, it is essential that every warrior be welcomed back in by his society. That is essential for recovery. And that didn't happen. So we have come a long way in that regard of that we do thank warriors for their service. Now, we do recognize it, and that's great. But if we want these warriors who are very high performers, right, who are the people we need leading this country. Our country is starved for their kind of leadership. Then we've got to help them get back in the game after post-military service, and that's more than treating them to a hamburger or even giving them a job. There are some challenges that need to be addressed, and Mission America lays those out.
Well, the other thing, as you say, with these men and women coming back, I mean, in some cases, of course, we're still trying to understand what PTSD means, right? And
right.
And the impact that that's had on vets, even vets that are looking to the VA for help. We still have a very slow process. We have too many vets waiting. Situation,
yeah.
I think you and I talked about last time, where we had a vet that was so frustrated, he couldn't get an appointment. He goes out to the parking lot, commits suicide. We have 20
yeah.
vets, 20 every day that are committing suicide?
Yeah. Up to 22, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these are real numbers. These are real people. These are men and women who laid it all on the line. But again, you know, some of this is lost in translation because it's such a minor percentage of the voter politic that are involved in the military. I mean, we're talking, what, less than 1% actually are involved in the military? So how do we get
right.
the message out to the majority of Americans so that it raises their consciousness?
Okay, so that's it. I mean, that's where I need your help. I believe this book can be the platform to do that. I believe this book, because it does address the broader issue of transition. It addresses, Bill, even the false narratives that are out there right now that we're all broken somehow and we need to be cared for the rest of our lives. Most veterans are appalled by that narrative and simply want to get back in the game and lead. They recognize that, you know, maybe for some it's PTS. Maybe for others it's like, hey, I want to start a business and I'm not sure how to do that. So I guess I'll just go get this job as a park ranger. And so they're not living that fulfilled life and they're not giving us their best stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this is changing the conversation at a national level. You're always one of those catalysts that helps us do it. I'm encouraging people to go to missionamericabook.com. Get the book. Read
yes.
it. Share it. It is written for civilians and warriors. And then here's the other thing we're doing, Bill, that I'm real excited about is all the proceeds for the book go back to our nonprofit Mission America,
mm-hmm.
and we're actually giving away copies of the book to warriors around the country. We have 2,000 coming into the Port of Tampa, and so if you want to help, if you want to make a difference and see where your money goes, you can text VETERAN to 50555 and just make a donation online, and 100% of those proceeds is going to help us self-publish more books to give out to warriors during the holidays.
Well, Scott, you make sure you get me a banner ad. We're going to link you up on our website and make sure we do what we can here at Bill Martinez Live to support the cause. You and I have been partners in this whole mission, and I want to really double down and do what I can to help the mission here. Okay.
Thank you so much, Bill, and I'll make sure you and your team get a copy. And if you need some for veterans in your area, let me know, and they'll be in the mail. They'll be on the way.
You got it. Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, former Green Beret, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Colonel.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This report is brought to you by Avon. As the company that's empowered and launched more female bosses than any other brand in the past century, Avon recently commissioned a nationwide survey, which revealed that 77% of women say they would love to be or love being their own boss. The top reasons why were cited as the flexibility to set their own hours, no one telling them what to do, more money, and less office politics. The survey was conducted in conjunction with Avon's exciting new advertising campaign, This is Boss Life, which celebrates the flexibility, freedom, and financial opportunity of becoming an Avon representative. Avon wants to empower women everywhere to take a step beyond the typical 9-to-5 work life and say hello to the boss life, because nothing is more beautiful than succeeding on your own terms. Avon is the leading social selling beauty company in North America. For more information on the Avon opportunity, visit sellavon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us on Bill Martinez Live. Hey, really important that you like us on Facebook. We're on a campaign to get more people involved, and we've kind of been, you know, I guess in a way sort of passive. I mean, you've been communicating with me, but I want to encourage you to do this, because we're going to start using Facebook and even Twitter. We've been very effective in doing it. Our producer out of Lima, Peru, believe it or not, has just been doing a stellar job for us, but we want to get you more engaged in the conversation more directly and be more user friendly. And I will admit to you that we have, we've needed some help in that area. And your participation is key to let us know your thoughts and to get you involved in the conversation, because your opinion really does count here. I think this is probably one of the biggest frustrations that has gone on in our country, and that is the invalidation of voices. I want to bring in our next guest, Pastor Phil Hudson-Pillar. He's a senior pastor of Influence Church out of Anaheim, California, a good friend. And I will, for full disclosure, tell you that I'm on his board of his church. And this is just, a discussion that we can talk about later in terms of some of the behind-the-scenes connection here. But it's been an honor to serve Pastor Phil and to serve the body there in Anaheim, California. Pastor Phil, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. Great to be with you, and exciting season for American politics and history and everything else that's going on in our world today.
Exactly. And I think for the people themselves, Phil, what I started to say here, and I wanted to bring you in on this, and that is that, the voices of America, the everyman, the forgotten man and woman, which seems to be the theme here in the last couple of weeks, is there's been so many, and I would say not only forgotten, but invalidated. It's one thing to even forget them, but to say don't even bother to show up because your voice, your opinion doesn't count. And that has been more the sentiment that has happened in this country. And that's unfortunate. And, you know, we have to find a way to be more inclusive. And in that process of being more inclusive is still judge that which is, you know, that doesn't work. You know, for example, what's being expressed right now in streets across America. You know, I think some of it's valid. Let's listen to the part that we need to extract from this expression and say, okay, this is part of the solution. But the other stuff, the rebel rousing and the property destruction and that, just for, you know, to do silly, stupid, and evil things is not appropriate and needs to be, you know, appropriately judged, don't you think?
Oh, I do. And, you know, I almost feel like I've got an hour's worth of comment on what you just said.
Well, that's typical of us, isn't it?
It is. One of the things, a couple of things, just to kind of march through those comments you made. One is I have voted at the same polling place every year for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And the line this year was at least 15 times longer, and I voted at the same time. Wow. So I was so encouraged the fact that people are coming out to vote who are forgotten and unforgotten, but who look at issues and look at long term. And I think that's one of the things that I believe has happened in previous elections is no one was looking for long term. What does it mean, for example, if the Supreme Court is not properly, you know, staffed? Because Supreme Court justices live forever. I mean, they've got to be the longest working people in the world.
Right.
So that was one thing that hit me. The other
them and the Pope, you know, telling you, yeah, exactly.
And then the other thing is regarding, you know, kind of the reaction. And my first kind of reaction was, look at this. This is stupid. This doesn't make sense. My next one was kind of like anger. Come on, get it together. And then I realized that what we were seeing was two things. Number one, a product of an environment, of an educational system mm-hmm. that has taken honor and taken the concept of democracy and kind of shifted it into some different kind of political, you know, ploys and so forth. And we've created a generation that has been coddled and had entitled. You got to remember, if we go back, you know, into World War II, 18-year-old kids were going and they were charging the beach of Normandy.
Yes.
And now we've got coddled rooms, we've got toys for them, we've got coloring books, we've got pets.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there looking at it. And then my next thought, and this is the one I wanted to get to, was I looked at it with sadness. Mm-hmm. Because I realized we have so many young Americans who have an orphan spirit. They don't identify with a country, and they don't identify with a father.
Yeah.
And it broke my heart because I saw that differently.
Well, and maybe that's why I've been, you know, motivated to share this message of hope, Phil, that, you know, in this coming year, I really believe there is so much low-lying fruit of, and low-lying fruit in terms of potential and opportunity in this country, that whether it's infrastructure or the energy sector, there are things that have been pent up and there's been a lid put on the human potential within this country. And this is what I want to see. This is what I choose to see about Donald Trump and this next administration is he's going to lift the lid off. And in lifting the lid off, there is going to be an explosion of productivity. And so these kids that have been coddled, unlike the world's greatest generation that went out and had to experience the real world, and they came to this country, you know, from the European theater and the Pacific and came back and built families, took advantage of the GI Bill, other infrastructure issues, and just created a new industrial explosion, I might say, and exercise in human potential. And I believe that is waiting and getting ready to explode. And if these young kids are coddled and they're off in the corner in the fetal position, not wanting to take death, they're going to miss out on this wave of opportunity, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And what makes it worse is then they raise the next generation that does exactly the same or worse. Mm-hmm. You know, someone said the first generation fights to establish the truth, the second generation to hold on to it, and the third one couldn't care less.
Yeah, right.
And I think what we see is, you know, we see generational things that have an impact. I mean, my father was, you know, a product of that the Great Depression generation. And, mm-hmm. and you know, and he lived a very long time, and he kind of saw a big scope of that. So my father, even though he was a colonel in the U.S. Army, I mean, and always had a very good job even after he retired from that. but he was very conservative with his money,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And that value thing gets passed on to generations, just like the importance of family or whatever. So I think we're also going to see the challenge of what is really a family. I think that's going to come to the forefront. I think what is, you know, what's really important in terms of this thing called honor and duty and respect. I mean, those are just super good values that we have in America that they're diminishing by lack of use and example.
Yeah. You know, Phil, you talked about the long line that you went to here. You've been going for many years to the same polling station and you were encouraged by that. I got to tell you one thing, because we've been hitting this really hard here on the show, as you know, is that how few evangelicals and Catholics get involved in the voting process. Traditionally, about 50% will bother to register to vote, and 50% of that will actually go out to vote. But no doubt Catholics and evangelicals came out in record numbers. They saw something that I think most of America did not see. They got a glimpse of it, but I was really heartened to see the response of people of faith coming out in record numbers to participate in this vote.
Oh, absolutely. And think about how important that was. And, you know, I was encouraged. I didn't care who someone was voting for. I mean, obviously, I wanted Trump to win, but I didn't care who's voting. I love to see the democratic process.
Exactly.
And I didn't know if everybody in front of me was voting for Clinton or voting for Trump. I didn't care. Mm-hmm. I said, no, this is what makes America great, is that we exercise this right that we have as citizens. And I think the thing that bothers me about the rioting is that, you know, you missed the whole point. This is democracy.
Mm-hmm.
This is not getting your own way. This is not getting a trophy for every kid on the team because you participated.
Right.
This
just
is how
showing
it works.
Up. Yeah.
This is life, guys. Mm-hmm. Wake up.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And I think that it's hard for some people to hear the spirit of what you just communicated, Phil. And that is that you were excited that everybody was in. We got skin in the game. We're participating. That's what's exciting. That's what really makes America great again. The fact that not any one person has all the goods. Just because you're the senior pastor and founder doesn't mean that you're the be all and end all. God, in his incredible brilliance and design, didn't give any one person all the goods. We're all this mosaic with different parts and pieces that makes each other better when we come together, you know, mating up our strengths against our weaknesses, which you and I have talked about previously. And to me, that's exciting.
It really is exciting. And, you know, I don't remember the riots when Obama got elected.
No.
How about the Republicans, do you?
No, not at all. No.
You know, so what changed?
Because they weren't there.
You know, they just weren't there. I mean, I wasn't pleased, but, you know, I said, you know what? I'm going to pray for my president because he is my president. I do not agree with policies that he put forth, but I'm going to pray for him, and I'm not going to, you know, riot in the streets because of it. I'm going to say, you know what? We're going to pray for change. If we can make change, we're going to work on a local and a national level, a statewide level, but we're going to do what we can. And I think that is what's exciting about America.
Well, and I would say that conservatives, people of faith, need to pray now more than ever, because if you think not, all you got to do is look on your TV and you see these people rioting, as you say. You know, these people are expressing themselves, and this is part and parcel of our country. And there are people out there that want to, you know, put a stick in the spokes of this opportunity that's rolling, you know, rolling with some momentum. And that's what we need. We need prayer for this Trump administration through the transition that is taking place, that America truly can, you know, I say be great again, and being great again was when they were bringing glory to God, huh?
Yep. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So true, Bill.
Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Pastor Phil. Appreciate it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan.